Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Brand Burrow Podcast, where we dive into the good, the bad, and the ugly world of marketing, inspiring businesses to brand, engage, and connect with their target audience. The Brand Burrow is brought to you by the women-led marketing agency, Fox & Forth. Buckle up. You are in for a ride.
Welcome back to the Brand Burrow. It is Dana and Brittany of Fox & Forth, and we are coming at you live from Vegas.
Las Vegas City of Sin.
Woo-woo. I mean, by the time you listen to this, we sadly will not be in beautiful Las Vegas anymore, but we're filming it here, recording it here now, and we're very excited to be coming at you from this awesome hub that is completely revolving around
marketing.
Genius marketing. Yes, exactly. We did not come just for, you know, giggles and whatnot, but we had the opportunity to take in the infamous MailCon while we were here. And if you don't know what MailCon is, I'm going to drop a link and you can check it out. Essentially, to put it in a nutshell, MailCon is a massive email marketing conference.
Yes, we talked everything email marketing on, you know, behavioral sciences, words to use, words not to use, how to get better ROI, how to get better open rates. And I think our takeaways from this is email is not dead.
It's totally not dead. And I mean, we took in a really interesting talk today specifically about how to stay out of people's spam boxes, how you want to land in the inbox, and just the thought and the science that goes in behind that. And I found it really fascinating. But I would say my key takeaway from MailCon was always be testing.
Yeah.
Always be testing.
I mean, like, that's marketing in general, right? Like, that's literally what we do.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, A-B testing, you know, test the blue button versus the red button, blue pill, red pill, you know, that fun stuff.
Analytics, reporting, knowing your segments. You know, I think a lot of cool stuff we learned this trip was even on the behavioral science points of view. Like, we talked about, you know, even like words to use.
Totally, totally. Like how... Yeah, okay, to play off of that, words like, here, I'm going to drop a little nugget for you. Words like free and discover, or using a number. And I'm not saying like O-N-E, I'm saying the numeral number one, yeah, etc.
It's so funny because like we deal with a lot of clients that are like, we have to be proper. We have to spell out the number. But did you know that in behavioral science, your brain resonates with seeing numbers 1 through 10. And specifically those numbers, like if you're doing 10% off or $10 off or whatever the case may be, because when we are children, we learn first to count to 10. So when we see that in an email and we see the actual number and not it written out like 10% off, but written out like number 10% off, we gravitate towards that, which I found super interesting. I thought like, oh, you know, like that's came with me all the way from childhood, and now my brain just subconsciously does that.
It clicks. It clicks and it slaps. I mean, literally, figuratively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact that just, you know, being consistent when it comes to your email marketing campaigns. And when I say consistent, I mean consistent in your reporting, consistent in collection of data, consistent in changing things up. I know that's an oxymoron, don't come for me, but, you know, always be testing your stuff, stay consistent, pivot when needed. I think it's great.
Well, that's a great point, because we listened to that talk today, and he was like, you need to stay consistent in all the things you just mentioned. But also, if you're inconsistent in sending out your emails, sometimes depending on your client's email provider, it can flag you as spam, which I was like, oh,
yeah,
really?
Fascinating. So, you know, you might be a hot shot with Gmail, but with Yahoo Mail, they might not like you. So, and that there was a lot of emphasis on that in the talk that we took in today. And I just thought that that was like crazy because honestly, admittedly, really, it had never occurred to me that, you know, somebody with an Outlook email could be sending emails to you and having them completely bounce and land in your spam simply because it's an Outlook email. Like, and that's, like, that blows my mind.
Yeah, or like whatever platform it is you use. I mean, like, obviously the couple big ones are Google and Outlook, but
totally.
You know, there are still people that use, you know, TELUS and Shaw and whatever else there is out there.
I admit that I still run everything off of a Hotmail.
Oh my God, yeah, throwback, right? But I think another good point that I want to just drive home for anyone that's listening that does send out emails to their clients is you want to create that urgency and exclusivity. Or, yeah, I'm saying that right. I'm getting tongue-tied. But, you know, like limited quantity, limited time, available to only some.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get it before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like today only, flash sale. These things, like, we see them all the time and we think like our brain isn't resonating with it almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is a marketing tactic.
It totally is. And another thing too that we took in this morning when I was still kind of feeling a little bit like a zombie, but my my lizard brain absorbed it. Putting interactive elements into your emails. So right. Like, what would you rate this business? And by this business, I mean the business that you're operating from. Did you like this email? 1 to 5 stars.
Yeah.
You know, like prompting people for, you know, sign-up surveys and just completing a survey in general, whether it's about their satisfaction with your business and your services, or simply their satisfaction with the fact that you sent them an email. You know, it's kind of interesting how these little things like that can really, really, really buff up your email marketing and your email campaigns. And I thought, you know, it's brilliant because even like connecting it to social media, when you're using like story features and stuff like that on Instagram, what gets the most engagement? Those like sliders and polls and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're putting that in your emails, you're tracking engagements for people that maybe don't have Instagram and stuff like that and only operate off of email.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that talk was good too. He made a good point where he said, you know, sometimes you get an email to do a survey and it routes you to another page that shows you that you're on question 1 of 30. And then, like, how likely are you to complete the rest of
totally.
That survey, right? So there are ways to design your emails where the client does the survey right in their inbox. And I thought that was so smart because it's right there. They're not routing somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. It feels more organic and, like, personal.
Oh, yeah.
That way.
Yeah, personal
when it's,
for sure.
When it's right in your inbox. And, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's genius. And I thought that was, like, I kind of thought that was a beautiful thing.
But then circling back to that whole topic of personalization,
mm-hmm.
67% of people say that they want the companies that they deal with to send them emails that are more personalized to them.
Yes.
But they feel like only 41% of companies actually do that.
Right. Okay. So what Brittany's talking about here is like, we're not talking about like...
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Angie. Hi, Dave. You know, we're not talking about names and stuff like that. We're talking about like,
I'm a short person.
Yeah.
I shop Old Navy short jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes Old Navy will send me an email that has baby clothes on it.
Men's clothing.
Yeah, or men's clothing.
Yeah.
Like that, like never do I shop for baby clothes. I don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean like maybe I shop for the occasional men thing, but it's not for me. It's not personalized to me and what I'm currently looking for, right?
Or your buying activity. It really doesn't reflect your buying activity, because if you're a consistent customer of Old Navy, you receive their emails and stuff like that, you know, they they know what it is you're shopping for.
Yeah.
So why aren't they pushing it to you?
Yeah, and I think when we're dealing with giants like Old Navy and stuff, maybe it's like a little bit of bait to see what else they can like upsell you on, mm-hmm. maybe. But I think those stats show that people want that personalization.
Yes.
But they don't think they're getting it, or they're not getting it because they think only 41% of brands actually do that.
Totally. And that's like, you know, some people, if you don't know any better, you would hear that 41% and think like, damn, that's still a pretty good number. Realistically, it's not.
Did you know the average worker receives over 100 emails a day?
Oh my God.
So when you take that 41% and you look at it on a wide scale, like, you have to be making an impact. You have mm-hmm. to be segmenting your audiences and
finding a way to stand. Yeah, and finding a way to stand out.
Yeah.
Too.
And I think, like, if you're a small business owner and you're listening to this and you have a healthy mailing list, but you're like, okay,
like, cool,
all these people are in one bucket.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
There's email platforms that you can use that will segment these people and tell you what they're most interested in.
Yes. So a good way, and this is a gentleman that was doing this presentation, kind of summarized it. Think of it as in, like, everybody's in a bucket, but you need to put them into other buckets that are better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, separate.
Each person has their bucket.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you. And, like, I think by simply looking deeper into your data and really studying your customers and getting a better understanding of your customers and what they want is the golden ticket to the big show for that.
Yeah, I think, like, when it comes down to email marketing, as much as, like, you want to tell all of your 15,000 people on your mailing list about your blog, like, I think it needs to be a little bit more interesting. And I think, mm-hmm. like, we took a lot away from that, and, like, we're definitely gonna hone down on our lists too.
Totally.
But I think also people, oh yeah, so another point was another point of, like, this behavioral science thing that I wanted to touch on is, mm-hmm. like, people are twice more likely to respond to pain than they are to pleasure.
Whack.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, never does someone want to miss out,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if they have, like, a need that's really inconveniencing them,
mm-hmm.
they're more likely to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could be like, your email subject could be like, you have no idea what you missed.
Ooh.
Or something. Like, you know, throwing, they feel like they've missed something now, yeah. and they're like, oh no.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta throw a little shade to get some sunshine when it comes to emailing. And that was certainly one of the first talks that we took in throughout the conference. And I would say probably my favorite one about, you know, behavioral science and stuff like that, of how people respond to certain things, what triggers the brain for certain things and whatnot. And yeah, I mean, what's that saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar?
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, we're going to reverse that here.
Yeah.
With emailing, because a negative headline, think about it, when you're scrolling through your social media, if you have social media, what gets you just really mad when you see it? It's probably a negative headline or a headline that conflicts with your own views. You can do that in email, but have it work to your advantage. You know, your branding sucks.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you why. Does that sound familiar? I mean, if you've been listening to the Brand Burrow, I should hope that sounds familiar. Otherwise, I'm throwing shade.
Yeah. Or, like, even, like, something as simple as don't pay extra for XYZ.
Totally.
You know? And I think, like, a lot of, like, coaches can use this. A lot of e-commerce can use this.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are powerful lead-ins that, you know, trigger that brain to be like, oh, wait.
Yeah. That, like, FOMO feeling. Give them the old FOMO.
But yeah, I mean, like, And people always love, like, a reason why.
Totally.
So, like, open this email because XYZ, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And they're more likely to do that and give you a chance when you're asking something of them if you mm-hmm. tell them why you're asking
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the magic follow-up word is because. I want you to open this email because there's something inside that's going to benefit you.
Exactly.
You know? And that's, I mean, yeah, like, think about it. If you're somebody that has kids or somebody that, you know, maybe deals with somebody who's a little frustrating from time to time, if they come to you with, oh, Mom, I can't do this. Okay, well, why can't you do that? You know, it creates a conflict at that point. But if someone comes up to you and says, hey, I can't do this because I never learned how to tie my shoes.
And I'm like, I'm going to help you tie your shoes.
Yeah, you're going to teach me how to tie my shoes. Yeah, you know,
of
like,
course.
It's a beautiful thing.
But I think, like, our human brain is just so powerful.
Yeah.
And I think if you can learn these little tricks that, you know, tweaks to your copy, whatever it is. She was talking about, like, the 5 W's and the H?
Yes.
Like,
who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Yeah. So she said, like, the human brain always wants the full story, so mm-hmm. tell them in your copy, like, who, what, when, where, and how. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yes. And that's what they teach them, I guess, in journalism school, too. So it's funny because we work in marketing and, you know, we do this all the time, but sometimes you just need a little bit of a refresher.
Yeah, totally, totally. I would say MailCon was a hit for us, and if you are somebody who is in digital marketing, if you're somebody who, you know, is maybe starting out in your email campaigning journeys, or, you know, you're in a new role that involves you taking on emailing responsibilities and whatnot, I totally think that this could benefit you for, you know, next year when they decide to bring the conference to Viva Las Vegas again. So
yeah, for sure.
Totally.
I mean, it wasn't all work.
Yeah.
It was some play.
Naturally.
So we'll have a mini vlog for you guys to see our journey. We did some fun stuff, went to some rock museums, ate some great food, seen some cool things. So check it out. We'll post it online. And yeah, my feet hurt.
We didn't win big on the slot machines either, and that's a boo-boo. But yeah, Brittany said it perfectly. We had an awesome time at MailCon. We had an awesome time in Las Vegas. And yeah, check out our vlog to see what we got up to. And you know what it is. We'll catch you next time.
See you later, alligators.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Brand Burrow Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, you can learn more about Box & Forth by visiting our website, www.boxandforth.com. That's FOXANDFORTH.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.